Okay, so our next illustrious gentleman. I've had the pleasure of working with this man. He just moved to Viroqua 4.5 years ago after retiring from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And he says he's still trying to figure out retirement, but I can tell you that man is working really hard over at the school. And I was thinking, he's the hardest working teacher over there. But then I was like, no, there's a lot of hard working teachers over there. And then I was like, well, he's the hardest working math teacher. He's the calculus teacher over there. And then I was like, no, we're going to get some flack about that too. Then I was like, oh, he just works harder than me. So I want to welcome up. Come on up here, John Davis. Y'all got to look. Yeah.
Good evening. Nice to almost see you all. Wow, those lights are bright. My name is John. I moved to Viroqua 4.5 years ago after retiring from the University of Wisconsin, and truly I am still trying to figure out retirement. Proof of this lies in the fact that I'm currently teaching classes part-time at Youth Initiative High School. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why in the heck would somebody want to teach high school students after they've retired? That's a valid thought. Valid thought. You certainly don't do it for the money. No offense, Matt. But here's the real reason. I figured out early on in retirement, you can rip through all the Gunsmoke and Ponderosa reruns in no time flat. And then you're sitting on your couch thinking, that was fun. What am I going to do now? And so in a very weak moment, you decide, I'll teach high school classes. How bad can it be, right? So I taught in the College of Engineering at UW, and when you work at a large research university, you wear three hats. One, you teach. That part of my job I loved. Best gig of my life. Two, you do research. Let me clarify. Grad students working for you do the research. And three, you publish or attempt to publish. That is tedious, difficult work, and I hated it. And because of that, I blew it off. I blew it off. For the university, publishing is important because it raises the prestige of the institution, right? And it keeps the grant money flowing in that feeds the research engine. For a faculty member, having a long list of publications is a requirement for tenure. My disdain for this part of my job meant it was very difficult for me to achieve tenure. So thinking tenure might be important should I ever commit a felony. This is true. I applied for a grant to write a textbook. About 6 months later, an award letter shows up on my desk. My first thought is, crap. Now I gotta write a textbook. The primary investigator for this project was a colleague of mine at a university in New Zealand. I was a subcontractor to him. Now, if you've ever worked in that type of relationship, you know exactly how it goes. And that's exactly how it went down. I did all the writing, and he hoarded all the money. That bastard. But the project afforded me the opportunity to travel to New Zealand. Yeah, very nice. During my winter break. Now, I have to tell you, winter break on campus is 4 weeks, right? Late December to late January. And you also need to know this about me. I hate winter. So I'm going to New Zealand for 3.5 weeks where it's summertime. Yes! This, ladies and gentlemen, was an unexpected gift. Big time. New Zealand is a beautiful country. The people are friendly, the wine is good, and the sheep are everywhere. literally everywhere. The locals will tell you that sheep outnumber people by a factor of 4 to 1. Yeah, wool is a big industry in New Zealand. And the sheep are everywhere. They're not fenced, they just roam all over the countryside, typically with a shepherd and his dog. So one Saturday, beautiful Saturday afternoon, I'm out riding a bike, and I come across this large herd of sheep with a shepherd, no crook, and his dog. And I decided I'm gonna stop and chat with this guy. As we're talking along the road, a souped-up BMW flies by us at a high rate of speed. The driver slams on his brakes, throws it into reverse, squeals the tires, and backs up to us. Now, I'm kind of a sensitive guy. I'm thinking, what the hell did I do? Did I look at him weird? He gets out of the car and approaches us, and he addresses the shepherd. Big sigh of relief for me. And he says, hey mate, if I tell you how many sheep you have in your herd, may I have one? Surprisingly, the shepherd says yes. The dude walks back to his car, pulls out his laptop, downloads Google Earth, takes a picture, downloads that to a counting app, gets out of his car, walks back to us with a smug look on his face, and he says, mate, you have exactly 238 sheep in your herd. The shepherd shrugs, and he points to the field and says, have your pick of the litter. So this guy walks out into the field, really nice suit, walks out to the field, picks up the fattest animal he can find, puts it under his arm, and walks it back to his car, opens the back door, and starts shoving this poor animal into the back seat. And this animal is now making a lot of racket. I'm thinking to myself, this is not going to end well. And the shepherd says, hold on, mate. If I tell you what you do for a living, may I have my animal back? The guy looks at him and says, sure, fair is fair. And the shepherd looks at him and says, rather confidently, you are a consultant. And the guy has a shocked look on his face. He says, wow, how did you know? And the shepherd says, well, you drive a fancy car, you showed up uninvited, you told me something I already freaking knew. And you're completely incompetent. Now give me my dog back. So, for what it's worth, parts of that story are true. I never did achieve tenure, and I have yet to commit a felony. So, thanks for listening to my story, and happy holidays.
Give it up for John.